This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Racial discord in the capital city boiled over this summer, and the annual LSU Presidential Symposium is looking into causes and solutions, asking the question, moment or movement? At one of the Monday forums on that theme, LSU Public Policy Lab Director Michael Henderson said the potential for what happened was clearly reflected in black and white responses to the annual City Stats Survey.
You don't see differences except in one place. And so that tells us there's something particular about perceptions and attitudes of law enforcement in this parish.
For the past 4 years, whites have rated law enforcement a 4.5 on a 5-point scale. Blacks have rated law enforcement a 3. Henderson says the statewide Louisiana survey shows a similar disconnect when the question is confidence police will not use excessive force.
White respondents, it's about 75%. African Americans in the state, it drops down to 38%.
One audience member, a white senior citizen, was upset with the topic.
The idea of opinion setting public policy is insane.
Chair of LSU's Political Communications Department, Martin Johnson, was surprised.
I mean, I actually don't think the idea that opinion would affect public policy would be insane at all. That's democracy.
An African-American student got to the heart of the entire topic.
I like the idea of public opinion drives public policy, but whose public opinion?
The symposium continues today with forums on ways colleges and students can work to find solutions to the discord. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.